Okay, well, thanks for being here tonight. What we're going to do before the business meeting, as the Sunday night portion of the service, is to kind of do what we did the week before the town hall meeting. We're just going to do it on the back side of it. And so what I want to do is lay out kind of the next steps, so to speak, or all the different, not all the different. I'm not going by a book like a 10 steps to this or something like that, but I did just kind of come up with my own rhyme or reason to this thing, and so I'm sure there are more effective or executive kind of ways to go about this, but this is the best at this point that I can do or know how to do. So I'll just kind of show you where or what that looks like, and I was going to write some stuff up here tonight. So it's seven. We're at the magic number seven, and just worked out that way. So number one was prayer and discussion. Again, this is about kind of all the things surrounding the town hall meeting. So prayer, we've been asking on Sunday mornings for about 6 or 8 weeks just to pray about God to give us direction on that. And then there were some discussions, and that one Sunday night we spent some time specifically discussing what does Vine Street look like, all that stuff. So number two was last week was the actual meeting. And the best part about last week that we discovered was that we're going to be asking the ladies' class probably every other week to make breakfast for us, canceling Sunday school. And so, yeah, you can ask. So we did last week, and we just kind of laid everything out there. And we're going to talk about that in just a second, but I want to go through this. So the next kind of phase of it is to, it's kind of back to the first one, discuss it again. But then specifically, we're going to discuss it in certain places in little groups. So Sunday school classrooms, and then that way we can kind of do it in our little units. And the goal inside of the Sunday school classrooms is to say, the goal inside the Sunday school classrooms, what we're going to try to do is I'm going to meet with, over the next 2 or 3 months, just inside the Sunday school classes with each class and ask questions along the lines that we went through. So what are the things you care most about? What do you all feel like God's gifted you to do? What are some things that we can make sure we're focusing on? And again, a lot of that stuff we're already doing. So some of this is just informative or educating me that things are happening and I'm just not aware of them. But then the other part is we want to make sure we're all moving and going in the same direction. So, but out of those discussions, the goal is going to be to find two or three things to say, this is what our Sunday school class really thinks is most important at Vine Street. So it may be, some sort of ministry or some sort of thing. We'll give it a name. And then at the end of those 2 or 3 months, we're going to bring them all together. We may actually, we'll see, Sunday morning, canceling Sunday school worked well enough just because people can get there easier to do it again. But there'll be plenty of time. But essentially, what we're doing is two things. We're collecting the ideas, what we think. And the second part of it is we're trying to find scriptural backing so that instead of just pulling something out of the air, it's like directly tied to an idea or a verse or a chapter or a theme that runs throughout scripture so that we know what we're doing is based on scripture. So that's going to be the discussion and kind of formulating of ideas. So number four was, so based on all that, there's going to be a draft, an initial draft, and just say, okay, here's the 8 or 9 things that Vine Street really cares about. And then out of those 8 or 9 things, we're going to try to stick them in like a great press or something and squeeze them down and get it down to fewer than that. So maybe half that, 4 or 5. And the reason we want to stick at 4 or 5 is just because, or maybe even 3 or 4 if we can do that, is just to narrow down our focus and make sure that we're not spread too thin and all the different things we're trying to do and the things we are trying to do, we're going to do them as well as we can. As a church. And so it doesn't mean we're going to be eliminating things, but it just does mean that we'll try to if we can do that. And so in that draft, one of the aspects we may have some comparisons. I don't even know if, in comparison there, I don't even know if other churches are doing something like this or not. I have seen in other churches where they do have a list of core values that say, well, our church thinks these things are most important for our ministry. Now, I don't know if they came up with them through a process like this or if. I don't know if it was like a pastor's retreat and they just turned around and gave them to. I don't know that stuff, but it may be worth in the draft phase looking at something like that. So step five This would be after this again. During the draft, all this stuff is moldable. So each week, like a couple weeks ago, when we change, this doesn't fit, we'll shift it. Seems to be better. Then there'll be more of a formal time of proposal and what is that word? Adopt. That was the word. So the goal is just to say, okay, now that we've discussed it, now that everyone has had input, we don't want to skip past anyone or any portion of the church. People have given input to it. Now we've tried to squeeze them down. Now we want to kind of formally make sure it's what we want to do. So there'll be another document or something like that, and look at it and say, this is what it means. And so based on that, then number six will be this is my favorite word, strategize. Just kidding. Okay. Step six keeps it from just becoming something we talk about. It'd be a lot of fun to kind of talk about all the different things we could do. Again, because this includes both ministries and it could include some things like we're talking about tonight with fixing different parts of the church. But we may fix something over something else, because if we really want to focus on this ministry, then we'd want to spend our money fixing this instead of fixing something else. Because there's a lot of things that we could, modify and make look better or upgrade, but we want to do it based on what we think God is leading us to do and what is most important in the church. And so number six, strategy to start implementing some of these things we say we care about most, that will be the, after we've agreed on it, then we want to actually start working. So number six is the, and in my mind, just so you all know the time frame, this probably won't happen until like 2011. So we're like past Christmas by the time we get to that stuff, just because there's so many different groups and conversations, and we don't want to rush. We're not trying, no hurry on something like this. And so somewhere in there, I don't know if we'll be able to do a formal proposal before Christmas, just because when Christmas events come up and all the other things going on there, it just, it will slow it down, and we don't want to move a lot of that stuff out of the way. So, and then the final one, number seven, is maybe the word evaluate is best. But we just want to check ourselves. Okay, so we've kind of started trying to implement it. We've got some strategies. The ladies' Sunday school class is really working on some of this stuff, and the Wednesday night prayer group has added this little element to their thing, and we're all doing it. And now we want to just take a step back and make sure it's in line with what we originally said, and that the scriptural backing that we came up with actually fits with what we're now doing. And so number seven would just be a couple months later after this, just set a goal out there and say, okay, we're going to just stop and spend two nights or two Sunday nights in a row just evaluating some of the new things that we've been doing. And so that is the, at least at this point, and there's some, one of the things we want to do tonight is see if I'm completely missing anything on that, but because I very well could have not thought through well, but those are the steps. So instead of just having a town hall meeting and talking about some ideas and then nothing actually, beginning to change or doing this stuff, these are the ways that this will actually become something in the life of the church. And so this is how we will begin to really identify who we are. It's some of the, this is a super small way that it may show up, is after we do this draft and after we say, okay, here's the five things we think are most important, or three things we think are most important, we may start to put those on the bottom of the bulletin, right? So right now we have our mission statement on the bottom of the bulletin along with 1 John. Or we have 1 John down here, and we have the mission statement right here. But we may just add those three things right here onto the bottom of the bulletin, or we may add them onto the bottom of the prayer list, or add them onto the bottom of something, just to constantly remind ourselves that these are the things that Vine Street wants to be about. And so that would be a small way that something like that would be become part of the life of the church. And so we may have quizzes on Sunday nights or Wednesday nights, if you can remember the three or four core values or something like that. So that is that's the kind of big scheme or whatever. I did, like I said, I guessed on where there might be some of that stuff may fall. I just don't know how fast it's gonna, how fast it'll come together. If I sit down with the ladies' Sunday school class and they're just in total agreement, they really think these are the two things that are most important, and that's what God has gifted them to do, given them a desire to do. And the men's Sunday school class can kind of do the same thing. You know what? These are we're in agreement. We like this. We think based on the Bible and who we are, this is, things that we care about the most, then it would go a lot quicker. But if it's something where it would take a while to kind of discuss or talk through in the different circles, then it would just slow it down, and there's no big deal. So if it takes a while, it takes a while. If it goes quickly, it goes quickly. And so hopefully one of the things that will happen in this process for each one of us, and I've never done this, walked through this with a church or a group of people before, but I've done something like it in my own life one time, just trying to figure out what do I think is most important. You can't do everything, so you got to do some things. And so I looked at the Bible. One of the best parts about the whole process for me was really me. I kind of just learned some stuff because I thought I knew what it was in my head, and then I had to go look it up and prove it in Scripture and say, well, there's the basis. Oh, you know what? It doesn't really say what I thought. And so hopefully that will happen for us individually as well, is that it will just increase the way we understand what God is saying and telling us to do. So having said that, two questions, and then that's all we'll have for the business meeting. Two questions for you. One, feedback. I didn't see any in the offering plate or on Lori's desk today from last week. I know I've talked to some of you individually, but feedback from last Sunday morning, is that all it was? Just a week ago? I've got some feedback from last Sunday morning. Does anybody have anything that they thought about over the last week that they wanted to mention, or that they thought about that they want to add to some of the discussion? It could be in the category of trellis work, vine work, values, that list of values, and then those three directions of maintaining, movement, or modifying kind of who we are. It's okay if you haven't looked at your piece of paper or don't have anything, but I do want to just make sure that if someone does, that we have a chance to talk about it. Comments or questions? Anybody have any questions for me about that? If not, I'll tell you how I think it went. But any questions? Comments? Okay. Just quickly, I thought it was a really good morning for a lot of reasons. I just think the event of just being down there together was just a lot of fun. And the food is great and all that sort of thing. And so, and it's funny because I called Michelle a couple weeks beforehand just to say, hey, you know, I just announced something and didn't realize that, you know, I'd talk to you about it. And she was like, no, you know, it's funny that I had an idea two times a year to try to do something like this during Sunday school. And I just honestly never, she just kind of said, I never got around to it, asking the classes to host something like that. And so, so I think it would be a good thing, you know, maybe, like she said, twice a year or something like that, just to do, to kind of have almost like a pre-potluck, like a breakfast potluck instead of a lunch potluck, just to switch it around and do it in the morning sometimes, and to bring those folks together. So I thought that went really well. As far as the, I think I was talking to Chandler about this, as far as the discussion on these sheets, which we don't have to work with sheets, but those things, I think that handing out the sheets, if you were here the Sunday night before, there was a lot of discussion about it, and that morning there wasn't much discussion at all. And I think one of the first thing I told Julie when I got home was, when you pass out something and put it in somebody's hand, it kind of immediately shuts down their imagination, or it shuts down their, they go into critical mode and trying to make sure I understand what it says and whatever, and not just thinking, oh yeah, well here's a, so your mind kind of goes from, you can think about anything, to you're focused on this. And so the Sunday night before, we had this just blank whiteboard, so we could just write anything up there that someone wanted to say or think about. And then that next morning, instead of, we had the whiteboard up there, but everybody was more focused down here. And so I think it kind of stifled creativity or imagination. And the room was bigger, and there's food, and so there's other elements on there too. But that was one thing that I almost wish that I could do it again and pass those pieces of paper out at the end, after we had already kind of been discussing on it. So, but that was something I learned. And so, yes. And at the end of it, I still, the more I've thought about it and talked to some of you, I do think that the final direction, the modification, is really a good choice for our church and something good for us to kind of think about and set our sights on and going forward with. And I know we're going to talk about some of those changes tonight as far as putting on the steps and that. So that will get us there. But any other comments about last Sunday morning or thoughts about it? Okay, if you do remember, and you don't have to have a piece of paper, just write something down to me or shoot me an email or whatever you want to let me know. Drop something in the office plate if you want. It will get to me if my name's on it. And that's all we have. So I'm going to say a quick prayer, and then we will go ahead and move on to the business meeting. So let's pray together. God, you give your church wisdom and you give it insight. And so we pray that you would do that for Vine Street. As James says, that You have not because you ask not. And so, God, we ask you to give us wisdom, and we believe that you are God who does that, who speaks, and the sheep know the shepherd's voice. And so we pray that we will have our ears wide open and our hearts wide open to listen to hear from you. And God, I pray that in this process and what can look like seven steps and things like that, that we don't waste time by talking about things that we don't need to, but that this would be a process that grows each one of us in our own walk with Christ and helps us to understand what the Bible's teaching. And then, Father, I pray that as John 17 says, you will give us a spirit of unity, even as you and the Father are one, that we would be one as a church and have like-mindedness and just be able to walk through this process with unity and congeniality and a sense of family. And so we ask your blessings on it. And Father, we also ask you to give us wisdom as we go.